Blog Talk Radio.
From the former United States, namely the Fenerbahce Four, you're listening to RockMarionHuntsmanFM.com's podcast, The Eight Player Show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the very first edition of the APS Show Live. And this is number 001, and it's going to be the first episode. It'll be 15 minutes long. I may do them differently depending on how the days go. Some days I might do it for the full 30 minutes. Sometimes I might do it as 15 minutes. Right now it is in experimental mode, and I'm going to head over and see what kind of headlines we had for today. And this is where I'm going to review headlines and give you my opinions. And the original podcast, the main podcast, is now moving back to the internet. It will be listed on my live journal from the RockAndRoll100FM.com live journal. And you can get that info at RockAndRoll100FM.com. That's RockAndRoll100FM.com. And I don't know how well I do this because I haven't never actually. What I have done a few episodes where I did some live recording, but this was long ago, and this is the first time I've actually want to actually do a show. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start doing the APS show live, and then I'm also going to have my podcast. This might become my daily show. I didn't think about having to just call it in. I'd already set and recorded me up some shows. I already done to Thursday almost. Yes, I know pre-recorded stuff you can just put up, and I could probably edit them and cut them down to 15 to 30 minutes. Because I wanted the show to actually be 25 minutes a show. Sometimes it runs over, and right now I'm getting less on by the time I get it called in. So you see, that's why I didn't want to depend on doing the tape thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read you some breaking news headlines here from right now, Infowars.com. Steven Seagal refutes sexual assault claim. MSM refuses to air. Infowars.com, January 15, 2018. It doesn't fit their false narrative. Clean. Minimum wage hikes sending restaurants the way of the shopping mall. Fox Business, January 15, 2018. Restaurant CEO reportedly recommends maximum 15% gratuity to balance wage disruptions. Study. Antibiotic-resistant bacteria spread in because of sufferers. Intern surfers. International Business Times, January 15, 2018. Surfers reported harbor antibiotic-resistant bacteria. 80% of total Bitcoin supply have now been mined. Inverse, January 15, 2018. Last Bitcoin reported worth won't be mined until the year 2140. Survival gear and food stockpiling for long-term crisis. M.D. Creedmoor. Hawaii's nuclear scare reminded us of how unprepared we are now. January 15, 2018. RX for violence and addiction. David Knight. January 15, 2018. Discussion on medical marijuana and prescription drugs. I have gave my opinions on the medical marijuana, and I'm not sure about what the good effects are. I have my suspicions. If, like I always say, you could extract, like if there's any good properties out of it, you could extract it and put it in a pill. But I'm not for legalizing recreational use of marijuana. I think that's trashy. It's irresponsible. States are doing it just to spite Jeff Sessions, or so I read, and that is so trashy and so, I mean, it has the same kind of side effects that a lot of harmful drugs have. Paranoia. Paranoia leads to all kinds of crimes. And I know everybody that gets paranoid isn't going to kill someone or this and that, but let's just say it, and there was last week or so that was going on about them banning people who smoke marijuana from getting guns. I think maybe they shouldn't have guns because it brings on paranoia. And here we have people promoting it and all this other stuff, wanting to legalize it. And, I just don't think it's right. I guess if anything floats your boat or anything goes in this new world order term that we live in today, and I guess they did it back in the past as well. But me, I don't support it. And I may offend some of the people in the libertarian movement. I don't care. I don't like it. I don't approve of it. If it does have good things about it, put it in a bill. I don't like the smell of that smoke. And you talk about banning the cartels. I have a feeling the cartels are just going to come here and get a piece of it themselves. That's what I think. They smuggle it across the border anyway. And I've already brought this up several times in other podcasts. I'm probably just repeating myself. I've probably just been a broken record. But I don't care. I just don't care for it. I mean, it don't do anything for me. This thing about marijuana, I'm not for that. I'll try to get back to the news here. 80%. Okay, I got off there. We've done got to that. WAPO finally admits socialism led to Venezuela's collapse. That's Newsmusters, January 15, 2018. The liberal newspaper ignored socialism's role in ravaging Venezuela for years. IRS private collectors come for the poor. And that's David Knight, January 15, 2018. Another example of big government putting the little guy down. Netflix's Doc gets more. Netflix's Doc, get me Roger Stone in the running for an Oscar. Infowars.com, January 15, 2018. Epic film highlighting Stone's rise and influence set to receive a reward. Ex-CIA agent, deep state terrified of Trump, want him taken out. Jamie White, and that's January 15, 2018, president, can't be controlled and is fighting back against the shadow government, says whistleblower. Pray to Allah, soap opera tells German kids. And that's Kit Daniels, and that is January 15, 2018. Germans should convert to Islam, as state-funded TV suggests. And I have an opinion about that. I'm never going to convert to Islam. I reject Islam. I'm going to continue to reject Islam, and I don't care who likes it. I am a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. And I reject Allah. I reject everything he stands for. He's the moon god. He isn't the god of the Bible. They try to lie to you and say he's the god of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's not the god of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's a false guide. He's a moon guide. He's a god of death. And anybody in the Bible doesn't preach. Jesus never said, take by the sword. He was against that. So everything Muhammad preached was a lie. Muhammad was a liar, and God is the truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. And I've only got a few minutes left, so I probably will not do any more news. I'll probably just try to yabble here for a few minutes. I may go ahead and let's go to the top stories here. Exclusive. Steven Seagal exposes deep state war versus America, his relationship with Putin. Germans being mass brainwashed by TV to submit to Islam. Nationwide re-education program indoctrinates public to surrender their culture. You know what I just said there? I'm not going to do that. I'm not, yes, Muslims, yes, ISIS, yes, the rest of you, I reject your Allah. I reject your book. I reject it. Here's another thing I was going to talk about earlier today. Shocking video. Twitter pays employees to view dick pics and private messages. New Project Veritas undercover's footage reveals hundreds of employees paid to look at everything you post. Now, it's Infowars.com. It was January 16th, 2018. I've got 3 minutes left, so I'm going to go ahead and get ready to close this thing. Thank you for listening. My handles are APFNS at Twitter, as long as I'm there. APSR Music at gab.com, or not .com, I always do that. It's at gab.ai. I don't always get that AI messed up. It's at gab.ai. It's APSR Music at gab.ai. And APSR Music on Instagram. And since I've still got a couple of minutes left, I'll still see if I can't find something to rabble about. Or maybe I'll just go ahead and play the ending here. We'll go ahead and close this thing out since it's my first time we did an actual live one. I'm thinking about maybe moving this thing to 7 p.m. and go ahead and have my main podcast, and I don't know when I'll do them. I'll just do them like I've been doing them, where I do them every once in a while, maybe every other day or something like that. But I'll try, if I can, if I'm available at 7 p.m., I will try to do my podcast every day at 7 p.m. If I'm not available, it may come out at another time at that day. It depends on when I can pick up the phone and be live. So here we go. I'm going to roll the outro, and I'll see you next time. The APS Show, and this is the APS Show Live. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, rockandroll100fm.com. And by the way, I've quit using the bumpers, as I've said in the past, because there's copyright threat involved in it. So we've got new bumpers, intros, and outros. Here is the closing segment. Make sure I've got some sound here. I don't know what it's going to sound like because we're on the computer here. It doesn't have a loudspeaker. So here we go.
Thank you for listening to the APS Show. Excellent. Just a baby, my head to the floor.